CEO of the Nutritional Addiction Mitigation Eating and Drinking Program, otherwise called NAMED. He's a leading nutritionist, and he has some advice for us to stay healthy as we eat this summer. Mr. Cancer, hello.
Hi, thank you very much for having me on the show.
I appreciate you coming on. It's summertime. It's always a great time to just go to barbecues and just eat and drink and have a great time because, hey, it's the summer. It's also funny because a lot of times people gain a bunch of weight in the wintertime, too. So, you know, it's like this nonstop process that we go through no matter what the season. But your organization and you yourself have come up with some alternate ideas and some suggestions on how not to let ourselves get out of control even though we're trying to enjoy the summer.
That's right. And I'm going to do it in reverse. Instead of just telling you what to eat, first, if it's okay, I'm going to tell you what not to eat. And then we could and why. And then we could go into what we should eat. Is that okay?
Okay. Don't ruin my lunch today.
I won't. Okay. The top foods to avoid are fried foods, sugary foods, and processed foods like hot dogs, chips, ice cream, etc. All these foods are highly available during the summertime, and we know it, you know, like at baseball games, theme parks, barbecues, etc. Now, you can get all natural hot dogs that don't have the nitrates in it, and those are fine. Hamburgers are fine. Steaks, of course, are fine. Pork chops, chicken, anything like that. And then try to fill up on fruits and vegetables. And people don't realize this, but it's great when you actually barbecue or at least grill the vegetables. They taste great. And if you fill up on that, that'll help a lot. So that's one idea to try to help. The biggest problem that people have during the summer is we don't drink enough. We get dehydrated. And the body mistakes when we're thirsty for hungry. So we tend to eat more when we're thirsty. So you want to drink one half your body weight in water. No, one half your body weight in ounces of water per day. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you should drink 75 ounces of water.
Oh, I was going to say half my body weight in water would have been a little rough.
Yeah. And so it's in ounces. And the best type of water to drink is a hydroxide alkaline water. The one that I researched and found the best and the least expensive is Aqua OH. It's a hydroxide water made from limestone, and the OH, which is the hydroxide, runs around and grabs the H's in our body, the hydrogen protons, which is what makes acid. That's where the acid comes from. And then when the OH and the H combine, it just makes water and alleviates it from the body, because when we have acid buildup, which we all do, because we eat an acidic diet in the United States, you know, with lots of sugar, alcohol, things like that, causes acidosis, which causes inflammation, internal inflammation, which is probably the single biggest killer in the United States because it affects everything. Heart disease, cancer, Crohn's, IBS, arthritis, pretty much every disease you could think of. So if we get rid of the acid and we stay hydrated at the same time, that's pretty good, and since it comes as a concentrate, it's about 250% less than any of the other alkaline waters out there, and it's called AquaWage. It took me like 2 years to find it, but it works good, and I use it in my program.
And if you can reduce the inflammation without having to go to things like ibuprofen or any of these other anti-inflammatories, yeah. I mean, that's a win-win all the way around.
Well, inflammation comes from acid. Acid causes acidosis, which causes inflammation. That's the main cause of inflammation. This gets rid of the acid and turns it into water, and we just urinate it out or sweat it out. So it's a real easy way to get rid of inflammation without taking medicine. And you can't taste it, so it just tastes like regular water, and you can mix it with things if you want. And, you know, I drink 2 quarts a day, and it helps me a lot because I have a really bad back, so it helps a lot. Some other things to make sure you do is if you have a workout schedule, which hopefully everybody has some type of workout schedule. Keep it during the summer. Don't just stop it because you're going to a party or because it's summertime. You know, still keep your workout schedule, at least walk if you're not working out, because that burns calories and raises your metabolism. If you're going to drink, I can't tell you not to, well, I can tell you not to drink, but nobody's going to listen. So, stay away from the sugary stuff. You know, use club water and lime and lemon instead of the real sugary stuff, and drink a glass of water in between each drink. This will fill you up. You won't drink as much. You won't eat as much. So it'll help for both. And since I push that Aqua OH, the hydroxide alkaline water, it gets rid of the acid that comes from the alcohol like pretty much immediately, so it doesn't cause the inflammation.
I was absolutely stunned. I went to Colombia a number of years we were in Cartagena a number of years back for a wedding for a friend of ours, and the place we stayed at, it was all inclusive, so any rum-based drink was free, and we were getting mojitos, and they were just absolutely the most amazingly delicious drink I've ever had in my life. I got home, I looked up the recipe, and 2 tablespoons of sugar per drink.
Yeah.
And I've never had another. I haven't had one in 3 years because I can't. 2 tablespoons of sugar per drink. That shocked me.
Well, if you think of it, that's probably the single biggest addiction in the United States is sugar. And I just read something that not only is sugar more addicting than cocaine, which I'm still positive if that's true, but that's what they say, but it actually stimulates more things and releases supposedly more dopamine than regular, cocaine at least, but other drugs and alcohol. And that's what causes the addiction. And we do have a sugar addiction in the United States, which is leading to the diabetes epidemic and the obesity epidemic.
Yeah, it shocked me. And then in the same thing you're talking about acids, now there's some, you mentioned having fresh fruits. There are some fruits that are very high in acid, like strawberries and other things like that. So you want to be a little careful with those as well, correct?
No, you don't have to worry as much because it's natural, and you know, you're not going to have that much fruit that's going to affect your acid. And if your basic diet, which is what I recommend, they could go to nameprogram.com, and there's a free menu there with a week's worth of breakfast, lunches, and dinners, and snacks, and recipes. That's a 75% alkaline, 25% acidic diet. So I wouldn't worry about the fruits or vegetables. Some vegetables are even acidic, but most fruits and vegetables are alkaline, and they're healthy, and they're sweet, and even though you get a little sugar from them, it's not going to hurt you unless you go crazy with it.
Well, I've never been known to go crazy with anything in my life.
But not, you know, you're not going to have, 500 strawberries.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have 5 or 10 strawberries, so that won't hurt you.
Now, you talk about how meats are not that bad for you, except for processed meats like hot dogs and things like that. But there are a lot of alternatives to even meat burgers, like there's veggie burgers. Would you consider those to be healthier?
First of all, veggie burgers are fine. But what people have to understand is from the meats, which includes beef, pork, chicken, seafood, turkey, you know, those are all considered meats and stuff. It's not the meat itself that's the problem. You know, again, unless you have it in a absurd excess. It's the additives, preservatives, dyes, and steroids and stuff that's in the meat. So if you get all natural foods that don't have all those additives and preservatives in it, and you use your meat as a protein, it won't hurt you. If you get processed meats that have all the additives and preservatives and junk in it, then it hurts you, because those stimulate the opiate receptors, which affects your insulin mechanism, which affects your sugar, and the whole cycle starts again. As a matter of fact, the Surgeon General, the old one, C. Everett Koop, if you remember who he was, he had a little goatee.
Oh, yeah.
He said that the additives, preservatives, and all the other junk that they put into the foods will become the number one killer in the United States. He said this about 15 years ago and passed tobacco, and it did about 3 years ago. So that's what you have to watch. If you have meat in moderation, you know, 4 ounces or so a couple times a day of different meats, it's not going to hurt you. No, and again, it has to be all natural, has to be lean, and you have to do it properly and everything in moderation. But no, meat has good vitamins, minerals, and proteins in it that helps rebuild the cells and things like that. And it's a lot harder to get it from pure vegetables.
I used to travel around the country for my job almost on a weekly basis. And one of the things that used to drive me crazy is going through these airports and being stuck and having to eat at all these different restaurants. Was 90 to 95% of the places I went in an airport to grab something to eat, it was all garbage food. It was all...
That's what sells. It's cheap and it sells quick and it tastes good. It has lots of sugar in it, lots of salt in it, all the things that are going to tell you to eat more of it. I mean, that's what the food technologists do. They put stuff in the food so we'll eat more of it. So these additives and preservatives and stuff aren't all put in there just to preserve the food. They're put in there to stimulate our opiate receptors, which releases chemicals, which then goes to the brain and releases dopamine, and it gets you somewhat addicted to the food, or at least to the point where you want to eat more of it. And that's what their job is as a food technologist, and that's what all the big food companies do.
But you mentioned if you're going to be going out to restaurants, you want to, there are ways to make sure you're going to be getting a healthier meal.
Yeah, you know, you could stick a, first of all, look at the menu online before you go. That's number one. And look at the menu. And you could get a healthy chicken meal, a healthy salad. Just don't put on, you know, always get the dressings and stuff on the side because they put so much on there. But they tend to add a lot of sugar and salt to everything. So you just have to tell them, please don't add, you know, any sugar or salt. I'll do that myself. And some of the restaurants will do that for you. Because if you cook a steak at home and it's all natural, you go to a restaurant and get a steak, even if it's all natural, they add so much flavoring to it, which is some form of sugar, some form of salt, etc. It's way more calories than the same steak that you'd make at home. But they're doing it for business. You know, they want you to come back.
It's a really unfortunate situation, especially for someone like my wife, who has a number of dietary issues. She can't have salt, she can't have sugar, she can't have dairy, she can't have gluten. It's all of these different issues that she's got.
Tell her to just follow my menu. It doesn't have any of that in it on purpose.
Excellent.
Every one of those things stimulates
home.
The opiate receptors.
And that's great for home, but like what I was going to say is we basically are down to one style of food that we can have when we go out to eat, and that's sushi.
Yeah, sushi or what?
Any place we go, it's a 5-minute discussion with
but
the waitress.
But you can have a grilled chicken or grilled fish as long as they don't add anything to it.
Right, but that's, as you said, in every restaurant you go to, if you just order the grilled chicken, it's going to be covered with this, you know.
Yeah, you have to tell them not to add anything to it.
Yeah.
And gluten is a big one. Gluten not only stimulates the opiate receptors, if gluten makes you gain weight, gluten is considered a foreign body when it goes into the body, so we attack it. And the gluten proteins are very similar to the thyroid proteins, so if you have enough of it, you'll start attacking your immune system will start attacking your thyroid and cause thyroid problems. So gluten is pretty bad for you.
It sounds like a lot of work, but it really isn't. As you said, you've got on your website, you've got a number of different recipes and menus for people who want to avoid these products.
Yeah, they can go to either website, dr for doctor, keithcantor.com. and go to probably Print Web would be the best place to go, and have lots of recipes on there, or go to nameprogram.com, and it's right up front, it says 1 week of and that one's pretty full color with all the recipes too, and that's 21 meals and 14 snacks, and all that avoids gluten, sugar, salt, you know, as much as possible. You know, there's always a little of some things in there, but enough not to to cause the autoimmune response, which is what we want to avoid.
Dr. Cancer, thank you very much for joining us on the air today. It's amazing the difference it can make in your life when you actually do start making some of these changes.
Just to give you a quick statistic, the CDC says 85% of all diseases are nutrition related. 85%. Think of that.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, so if we watch it and we look a little and we find somebody that we believe in and we could follow what he's doing, it's pretty easy to do. When you look at those recipes, you wouldn't know they're special recipes. You know, just by glancing at them, you just, oh, that looks good.
And they do. I mean, yeah. I do a lot of the cooking for our family, and I have to be careful in all of these things, as I mentioned before. And, you know, the alternatives can be even better than the stuff that they're selling you. I know that these, as you mentioned earlier, you can get the hot dogs without the nitrates and without all the junk in them, and they taste great.
Oh, yeah. Like Hebrew National has a line without the nitrates and everything, and they're much better hot dogs.
It's really amazing what we've done to our food. And one last thing, I just want the chicken breast with or without the antibiotics. For the longest time, I never even realized this was an issue. But if you look at a chicken breast with antibiotics versus one without, I mean, there's no comparison. Number one, the chicken breast without the antibiotics is very thin, very small. And when you look at the ones with the antibiotics, they're like, looks like somebody put an air hose in them.
Well, it's not antibiotics as much anymore because you're not allowed to do it. Before, they could kill the chicken and prepare it and stuff, all the antibiotics have to be out of the system. So I think what that is not the antibiotics, but like growth hormones and things like that they do, because, you know, like turkeys now, the typical American turkey is so big because everybody likes the white meat, and the breast is so huge, they can't even walk. DrKeithKantor, KeithKantor.com, and NamedProgram.com, NamedProgram.com. And both of those, everything on it's free unless you wanted to sign up for something, but you can't even sign up for something on the Dr. Cancer site. And on the Name Program site, you can get everything free plus the menus unless you were a therapist and you wanted to start using the Name Program. So everything's free to all your listeners.
Thank you very much, sir, for your time. I really do appreciate this information, and have a great holiday weekend.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
Take care, Doc.
Bye.